Parents never want to let their kids down, but this holiday season, many parents face a sad reality. Empty wallets will mean fewer presents. So how do you talk to your kids about facing a lean holiday season? We pose that question to our regular News and Notes contributor, Judge Lynn Toler, the star of TV's Divorce Court. Hi, Lynn.
How are you, Farai?
I'm doing quite well, but there are a lot of folks who are really financially pinched, and for better or worse, we live in a society where people are often judged by things, and kids are no exception. Kids can be really cruel if you're wearing the wrong brand of sneakers, or if you got a toy, but it's the generic toy as opposed to some, you know, overpriced brand name toy. Given how kids act, and given the realities of the moment, and given that gift giving is a part of the holiday season, how do you, if you're a parent, process the needs that you have to deal with the very real bills and to deal with the expectations of little people?
Well, I have a couple of responses to that. First of all, you give the hit to the persons or the people best able to take it. We as parents, my husband and I may not exchange gifts this year. We may exchange coupons for, I'll give you a coupon for go a crash and smash movie with you. I'll give it a trick, a chick movie with you. Parents can take it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
One year I gave my husband a coupon to allow him to smoke a cigar in the house during the game. We were having a tough year that year. So, you know what I mean? So there are things we can take it. So we cannot spend on each other and still encourage our relationship, and it gives you an excuse to be even closer because it makes you come together. And it all, when you talk to the children about it, it's all in how you sell it. It's not, mommy doesn't have enough money this year. It's, you know, this year we're going to do something different. We're going to buy one great thing. It's going to be a Wii game or whatever, and we're all going to play it, and we're going to spend our time doing this, or I'm going to give you a coupon of sorts to do something one day off of school. My 16-year-old would love that better than anything else in the world. I'm just going to give you a one day off school coupon. So it's all in how you sell it. Not that we are without this year. It's just we're changing our game plan this year.
Do you think that kids panic when they get the sense that their parents are in hard times?
No doubt about it, kids panic. Kids are scared to death. You are their whole world, and they think that you're strong. Mommy and daddy can do anything. They'll protect you from everything. And when they see that you are weak, they get scared because you are their everything. So it's very important to keep that to yourself, and it's very important for you two to talk about it so you can assuage some of the angst by talking to one another and not spreading that around. So it's an idea of, it's not a tight Christmas, it's a different Christmas. Maybe we'll go to a soup shelter and feed people. So we can do what we always say we want to do, make it about the reason for the season as opposed to the economics or the materialistic standpoint.
Sometimes people have things that they fall back on that are healthy or unhealthy. Some people I know, when they become incredibly stressed out, become gym rats, and they're always exercising, and they actually are in the best shape ever when they're stressed out. Other people overeat, turn to alcohol, other things. A lot of us live also in extended families where you can tell when someone's doing better or worse. How do you have a conversation if you think someone during a holiday season is kind of going in a direction that's not healthy for them or their family?
Are you all right is a wonderful question. It's something that everybody's afraid to ask, and it's not, are you okay? And if you don't think they're okay, I said, I'm worried about you because I see you doing A, B, and C. And then always have an offer. If they are stressed out because of A, B, or C, if the kids are saying, can I take your kids for a while? Can I help with this? Can I help with that? Can I get involved? Can you get others involved, the whole family, to come together to assist that person in whatever way you need? I think a lot of women sometimes say, we've got to be perfect. We've got to do the right thing. I can't share my need. Share, and you'd be surprised at what you get back. And on the male side, they're often money, money, money. I am responsible. I am responsible. Share your concern with your wife about your inabilities, and you'll be surprised at the ease that you feel simply by having that conversation. Baby, I'm worried. And go from there.
And what about if you see your community in need? Maybe there's more people losing their houses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you're not a bottomless well of money, but you want to help. How do you help?
You help by giving of your time. If someone needs to take on an extra job, or if you have someone in the community, I have someone next door to me who is ill, and I go over there, I'll do laundry. I will do, you know, whatever it does to take the edge off of it. And it's amazing if you just take little chores off of people who are having big problems, the sense of relief that they have, babysitting for people who need to go out and take an extra job, whatever you need to do. But the small things count so much, because I think we have such a great sense of isolation in this society. It's our family, it's our problem, and we don't go beyond ourselves to assist and lend a hand, and it is more than money. And I think if we can break down that sense of isolation, there is comfort in simply community that has nothing to do with a bank account.
Oh, it's a beautiful way to put it. And there's going to be, I think, a lot of people bringing their best community spirit to the table this season. And so I certainly offer you mine, and good wishes to you and yours.
And it's the same to you.
Thank you. That was TV's Divorce Court Judge Lynn Toler. She's also the author of My Mother's Rules, A Practical Guide to Becoming an Emotional Genius. And she spoke to us from KESZ in Phoenix, Arizona.